utilities and services of the township, whether such services are provided by the township or some other entity. As part of this conditional use application, the following preliminary investigations are underway. Potable water and fire protection. See attached letter from the municipal authority of the borough of Milford confirming willingness to supply water from the public main located on Route 6 and 209. As part of the land development process with the township, the developer's team will work with the authority to confirm the specifics of the water service for potable use and fire protection. See attachment D. All of our land developments, he'd be a pretty bad developer if he doesn't provide the appropriate pressure and fire protection for these. And there's also code requirements for that.
Yeah, when you get to the land development, are you going to have statistics on what it's going to draw and responses from, let's say, electric, gas?
Yes, so that'll definitely come up when we're going through the land development. Okay. Because this is a big use, it's a big draw, so we're going to have to prove to the water company, and the water company's going to want to know that they're able to provide this service. There will definitely be, and then once building permits required, there'll be mechanical and plumbing engineers that'll be involved in the process.
I understand. Yep. I just want to make sure up front that we know it's not going to cause any undue burden supply and demand problem.
Right. So yeah, the sanitary numbers are very similar to the water numbers, so we'll be providing that to the water company. And we'll also, I always recommend, tell the water company to tell us what the pressure is going to be, so that the developer can plan accordingly. And you know, I've worked on projects like this, but you guys probably have also, where the developer gets in there, a water company promises service, they get in, they hook up, and then the pressure's not there. And then what happens? Then you have problems. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. All right, next item, sanitary service. As I mentioned earlier, sanitary, we're working on our calcs right now. We're working with a pre-treatment group, and we're also engaging a soil scientist to make sure our soils are adequate for...
Well, we already did the testing there, right?
Some of it, yeah, but I think we need to do more.
Okay.
And that's got to be coordinated.
That was my next question.
Yep. And that's all going to be coordinated through DEP. You know, the township will be involved in that process as well, the sanitary planning, but that'll all be coordinated and approved by DEP. Power and communication, these services are available in the right of way, Route 6 and 29. Typically not a big one, but we still have to make sure, similar to the other utilities, we got to make sure that they're there and they're adequate for the development. Traffic, including coordination with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. There was a traffic engineer who did a review. We've started the conversation. She has since retired, so we've engaged another traffic consultant to pick up where this former traffic engineer left off, and that those conversations have already started, but we're ready to coordinate with PennDOT. We're ready to move forward.
What kind of what size traffic impact is this going to be?
Permit level.
What's going to be your trips per day?
I don't know those numbers though. It's probably, she probably did some preliminary numbers in the report that she submitted to PennDOT. We wouldn't be surprised if a traffic signal is required, and that's understood and planned. So yeah, it's almost preferable that a traffic signal be installed for this development. So, but you know, a lot of times the developer comes in and that's the last thing they want. Mr. DePetris understands that that's required for this. It appears to be required for this development. So,
there's a threshold to where you need that or you don't for the trip right. ends.
Yes.
And what is that threshold?
I don't know those numbers off the top of my head, but yeah, that'll all be coordinated with PennDOT.
It also depends on the existing traffic, and as we all know, there's a fair amount of existing traffic on that road, though.
It depends. That's a primary question for use. Of your trip ends. So that's something.
These are relatively higher volume uses.
Right.
So we're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. It's believed that a traffic signal, it's believed that the thresholds will be reached for a traffic signal.
Okay.
Which is much safer.
Yeah. Wetlands and waterways. There was a wetland specialist who investigated the site and determined that there are no wetlands or waterways on the site. So that document is provided in the application. I'm going to go into section D, additional factors to be considered. Location, arrangement, size, design, and general site compatibility of buildings, lighting, and signs. So the draft plan was provided showing the layout, We've tweaked it multiple times for setbacks, for green space, for access to the property. We're trying to put the bigger, more, we want to be more visible uses up front, for example, gas station, the fast food, the retail, and not as, uses not requiring as much visibility, a little bit farther back, proposed hotel, or proposed sit-down restaurant. Lighting will have to be coordinated as part of the, and signage as part of the land development process. Definitely be some photometrics provided. Signage, there's separate permits required for signage. We're going to coordinate all that. The new plan does show possible location of development signage, but we all know that's got to be, you know, there's still a lot of planning, a lot of coordination, a lot of design required for those signs to be installed. Number two, adequacy and arrangement of vehicular traffic access and circulation, including intersections, road widths, pavement surfaces, dividers, and traffic controls. Internal circulation will be designed per the township ordinance. There'll be no roadways offered for dedication to the township. Proposed intersections on the state right-of-way have been submitted to PennDOT. We did, and we've been on pause since we get through this process, but you know, the PennDOT thing I talked about, internal circulation, you know, we provided a schematic plan, but once we really get into it, we're gonna tweak that. We're gonna make sure the internal traffic circulation is adequate, makes sense. We want municipal engineer to look at it, ask us a lot of questions. We make sure we have appropriate sidewalks, handicap parking, loading zones, dumpster locations. So we want to make sure landscaping, interior landscaping requirements. So we're going to get into all that stuff. The schematic plan gives you a schematic idea what it'll be, but we'll get into the nitty gritty of the design of that for presentation and review by during the land development process.
Well, you plan to limit what's going to be used on the other side of the property.
You mean on the other side of?
Right. That's going to impact your highway use permit.
So we're going to have to talk to PennDOT about that. Yes. Yes. And we're going to have to let them know. And we already did in the first round with them. But yeah, they're going to have to be well aware that that could come 2, 5, 10, 15 years in the future. Because it is zoned for the more commercial uses. So yeah, that'll be part of the process. And they were made aware of it when the first round of our scoping meeting. Location, arrangement, appearance, and sufficiency of off-street parking and loading. As I mentioned, we've done a parking calc on the plan. We will meet parking ordinance requirements, handicap stalls, size and layout of driveways, loading dumpsters, interior landscaping requirements for parking lots. That'll all be provided for the in the plan. It'll be reviewed in detail through the land development process. Adequacy and arrangement of pedestrian traffic access and circulation, walkway structures, control of intersection with vehicular traffic, and overall pedestrian convenience. So yeah, we anticipate there'll be a decent amount of pedestrian traffic. We want to provide internal circulation. If circulation, including sidewalks, is requested or required along Route 6 and 209, that'll be part of the conversation as well. That'll be PennDOT's and townships. So all this stuff we want to take into consideration. The plans do show some internal sidewalks, but like I mentioned, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty detail of that and make sure it's adequate, because I think there will be a decent amount of pedestrian traffic moving in and throughout this site. Adequacy of stormwater and drainage facilities. Stormwater leaving any site shall not exceed pre-development levels and shall otherwise comply with sections 407.13 and 414.2 of this ordinance and section 605 and 606 of the Milford Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. So as I mentioned earlier, we have preliminary plans for the stormwater management. We're going to be collecting it, conveying it to these basins. We're going to infiltrate it, we're going to provide water quality, and we're going to outlet it to a stable location. There will be an NPDES permit required. They'll have to submit to the Pike County Conservation District and DEP. There'll be infiltration testing required, make sure we can provide all this stuff. And our plan right now has a pretty good layout. It's got pretty good options for our stormwater management. So that'll all be coordinated and part of the land development process. Adequacy of water supply and sewage disposal facility. As I mentioned, see attached correspondence from the municipal authority of the borough of Milford regarding the water and the fire service, and then I mentioned the sanitary previously as well. Adequacy, type, and arrangement of trees, shrubs, and other landscaping constituting a visual and or noise buffer between the applicants and adjoining lands, including the maximum retention of existing vegetation. So there will be a landscape plan provided per ordinance requirements as part of the land development. And the whole back half of this property is not being touched, so all that vegetation will remain. There's steep slopes. It's adjacent to the county properties, and then there will be an internal landscaping that will be provided as well. The landscape for the parking. There's, as I mentioned, up front against the road, there'll be green spaces required. Definitely some trees and planting areas. Adequacy of fire lanes and other emergency zones, and the provision of the fire hydrants. So we're again, as part of the land development process, we're going to be coordinating with the fire chief. We're going to be coordinating with the local EMS to make sure that they review the plans. We sit down with them, make sure if there's fire lanes required, if we have to worry about trucks making it around the buildings, we're going to make sure that that's all coordinated. We want their blessing as part of the land development process.
Someone from the township will be included in those conversations.
Okay. Yeah, my plan would be get the fire chief, and I want them to write a letter to us and to you saying, I reviewed these plans, I find them adequate for development. So that's for fire protection services.
Just for clarification, Milford Fire Department covers both Milford Borough and Milford Township.
Right, but my
so that's why they want
my concern is that.
I see.
Based over there.
Okay.
My concern is that, and we all respect the fire companies, and we all respect that, but that this is not their bailiwick, so to speak. So we want to be sure that Mr. Fuller or somebody is involved in those conversations so that we know that it's truly adequate.
Understood.
That's what my concern.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Okay. Lastly, special attention to the adequacy and impact of structures, roadways, and landscaping in areas with susceptibility to ponding, flooding, and or erosion. So we're the site is gently sloped. We are not in a floodplain. And as part of our land development, we'll be providing an erosion sedimentation pollution control plan, as well as a stormwater management plan that will be reviewed by the conservation district, reviewed by the municipal engineer, and we'll get approval from them prior to being approved for land development or being able to construct, even break ground. So that summarizes it. Spoke for a little while.
Do you want to just do a quick overview of the plan, the actual
the
layout, if you will?
Joe, I know you have
in that. Have any questions?
Yeah, in that packet are full sizes.
You have the elevation, too.
And I did bring an elevation, and we can leave this with you. And I can email this to you as well. I don't know if you've seen it.
No. Okay. Good.
So we did do an elevation of the facility that. Shows the green space. It's a draft. It's not perfect, but
You're going to do a huge cut and fill someplace then to raise this all up to the.
Not really. And this the full size plan actually shows it's got a rough grading in there. There's not a lot of cuts and fills.
Okay. To get up to the height of the road.
Not really. Okay. We're going to slope down. So that it's, I didn't bring the half size of the grading plan. But the one sheet in there is a full
right,
size.
No,
it does
I can
have
look
them.
At that better.
That's yeah, cool. It's not. It's surprisingly not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Okay.
You do drop down a little bit, and then it levels out pretty well. So, this is the site, route 6 and 209, starting adjacent the township offices over on the side over here on your plan view right. Proposed retail and coffee shop will be. Where am I?
Over there.
Right over there, and then as you continue farther away from the municipal building, there'll be convenient and gas station, and then continuing even further, the proposed fast food restaurant with drive-through, and that'll be, as I mentioned, 75 feet off the adjacent property line. There's a nice front yard setback. We've got 75 feet before you get to the pumps, and decent amount of green space in front, 50-70 feet of green space. So, and we're proposing some possible public space. We've got that called out in a couple different areas. And as you mentioned, you'll see in the grading plan, it's relatively flat. Now working back towards the site, coming in the main driveway, there's a potential for a right turn in only, and there's also a potential for a right turn out only. This has got to be talked we got to go through this with PennDOT. We don't know exactly what they're going to want. I'm going to work with the developer, Mr. Petrus, to find out what his goals and desires would be also. Right turn in, right turn out are possibilities. Just want you to be aware of that. That's why we showed this one driveway.
If you do a right turn out, are you going to have an acceleration lane?
I'm not sure. That'll all have to be coordinated. That'll all have to be coordinated with PennDOT. So there could be a decel or an XL lane for the main entrance. So it'll all be coordinated, whatever the traffic engineer, and through coordination with PennDOT, whatever they say, we're going to do. But the main driveway comes in, and once you pass through those front three uses I just mentioned, you're going to come to the back left of the property, and that's a proposed sit-down restaurant. The back right is a proposed hotel, approximately 80 rooms, stormwater management facility here and in the back over here, and then sanitary treatment. It doesn't show this whole plan, but it's in the plan that you have. This will be a hatched for, that'll be the on-lot treatment of the sanitary, the dispersal, as well as pre-treatment tanks prior to that. The property is like bowl-shaped. It slopes in, and then the stormwater outlet will be over here as well. So there'll be another small portion that will drain out the back that we're looking at as well. Or it might be detained, pre-treated, and then flow into the bigger basin. So all that stuff has to be coordinated, and will be during the land development process.
So no health facility, right? It says no health.
That is a possibility. Initially, there was a health facility. But yeah, it's still a possibility. These are all proposed uses. For example, the retail could potentially be a medical office or something like that. That was mentioned, and it was one of the previous uses, which there was at one point when we started this process, there was a possibility for a bigger health facility. That has gone away. There still could be a health facility, just not of the scope that we were originally planning. And in the rendering, you can see the stream in the back, or not the stream, the river down the hill. So that's down the back here. There's a decent slope between the lands that the county owns and the river. There's also floodplain down the bottom of the hill, which does come on this property, but it's so far elevation-wise, so far removed, it's not a factor.
So is Pierre Boom still the owner of the adjacent property? In the previous zoning officer's comments, he commented that Pierre Boom, is that Pierre Boom?
It does say that on our plan. So that's, we have the NF means now or formerly.
Now or formerly.
Yeah. So not correct. Yeah.
Like I can see that, but sure. In this plan I see Pierre Boom.
Yeah, that's it. This is the exact same as that.
Okay, so in the previous zoning officer's comments, I see that he wrote that they are not the owners of that property for
okay.
the past few years.
But that's why it generally used now or formally, meaning you're not always going to check every day and see if the property's changed hands. Even if it was a few years ago, I have maps that say Schoenagel on it and they haven't owned it for 50 years, you know, but the map's still saying that. The only other things I would add would be, since he skipped over the internal covenants, I'm not going to go into any of those details, that's 30 or 40 pages, but it is proposed to do like another development, a couple other developments that DEPG or the company's been involved with, to do a condominium type of ownership where individual businesses will actually own their pad, but it'll be subject to a number of restrictions and requirements.
One entity owns all the land, is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And they would have votes and they could decide things, for example, what they might want to do to make improvements or something like that, and or how they want to handle their buildings. But it still would be, yes, an overall owner of the property and obviously the infrastructure areas, the stormwater, the sewer, that kind of thing. But with requirements to be responsible for the cost of maintenance of all of those things.
Now, when I read through it, if any of the buildings get into deterioration, it'd be up to the association to keep mm-hmm. them in good shape?
It would, primarily because they don't want to hurt their own businesses. You know.
Yeah, and I understand that. And it also said the percentage that would be paid out by the ownership of the ones that need
That's
to be
right.
done. But if they're letting it deteriorate and they don't have the money, what's going to happen?
Well, the group would have to take action to force them out of there and quite frankly, try and replace them with a good tenant, if you will, to the extent that they become a bad tenant if they're letting it fall apart. I mean, that happens in other businesses, you know, regularly. And once in a while, unfortunately, the property just gets abandoned. Now, that's oftentimes because the neighbors don't want to do anything. But if you have four or five businesses in there and one of them is not doing the right thing, the others don't want to let that deteriorate to where it hurts their businesses. You know, that's the primary incentive there. Oh, now, they may want to try and hold, especially if it's a larger company or whatever, they may want to try and hold them liable. If it's a business that's gone belly up, then they may just have to live with the fact that that's a cost of, you know, keeping their own setup good.
So it does, bottom line, it's going to fall on the association.
It is. The owners that are in there are going to be responsible for that. Now, the overall owner and developer can also pursue that and say, wait a minute, it's starting to deteriorate. Let's try and avoid it from going that way, but that doesn't always work talk to people.
We've discussed this before, our big concern is we don't want to see something deteriorate.
No, I understand.
Or somebody skips out in the middle of the night, which we've had.
Happens in businesses
along the
three-lane here. Yep. You can't always prevent that. Same thing in here, but I think there is a way you at least have the incentive to have the other businesses try and police their own situation. More than you would if an individual business fails.
Right, well, that's what
it's
I'm getting
there
at.
Until when, the bank
when I read that, when I read that it seemed like it all fell back to the association.
Yep. But that's the only other thing I was going to add.
So there's another typo on the first page, I believe. Applicability of the conditional use. Either principal permitted uses of conditional uses.
I think it should say or. It should say or. I heard that when you read it.
Sorry.
But I assume that we can certainly go over the zoning officer's review and see if there's anything we have to tidy up. If it's substantive, then that's a reason to wait a little bit. If it's typos, we can certainly make it right.
Yeah, let's let Nancy review his his review. And then get a final on it. But he's done with his section unless Nancy has something to add to it.
And for the zoning ordinance, the most updated one is dated March 2026.
Oh.
It's on the website.
I see.
Have any questions?
Oh yeah, and the new sign map is also on the website too.
Okay.
So
thank you. I'll get that corrected.
So the numbers, the traffic numbers, are curious to me. The other operative issue that I would be concerned about isn't the NPDES permit, isn't that going to limit or dictate how your staging is going to go?
There's potentially, so when you construct a thing, they could require you to, they could require certain phasing. But as long as you are meeting their requirements, you could be, for example, one phase might be only delayed by 1 month because you're doing work in another area. Like you'll have to do your basin first. It'll probably be used for your detention, for your sedimentation as well. And then once you have all your exterior control set up, and your basin will be the controlling system to let your not let silt leave the site, then you should be able to do everything. That's how I foresee the process moving, the phasing of the thing. And then
the soil and erosion sedimentation portion is going to be completed before the rest of the staging goes into effect, is what you're saying.
Yes, and
So the NPDES permit is not going to have an effect on the staging?
No. It'll have its own phasing. It'll have its own construction sequence, but will be independent of the phasing of the development.
Okay.
Is this a project that you would fully develop independent of the pads? Like, you've identified that you don't have any specific uses lined up, right? So would you do the full development, all parking and everything, under one construction activity, or is this something that you would phase in based on?
It would be phased.
So there is the potential. We get this NPDES in place, we get this approved, and all the infrastructure is built, and then a developer comes and wants to actually pick one of these sites and then develop it. There's a possibility that we will have to get a modification of the MPDS. That's understood. No, that is a possibility.
I understand that an individual, like right now, you're not showing you. At one time, there was a medical facility or medical office.
That was about that's not 20 in months there. Ago. But
now, potentially, it could be in the future, could be some other use. So mm-hmm. the pads could change, ultimately, you know, depending on what the perspective. What I'm saying is, when I look at the plan, it's an entire project. Are you looking to develop the entire project as one and just leave the pads vacant or grassed over? Or, you know, what's your flow, ultimately?
So we're going to permit it as one, mm-hmm. but we're going to make sure the Conservation District is well aware that there's a potential for one of these pads not to be built on for two years, 5 years. So there'll be an interim measure that's required for them to review and approve and bless as part of the project.
Don't the permits have a life?
Yes, and you could typically...
Well, and that's what I'm saying. These are going to dictate what your time frame is.
You can typically renew them. It's not uncommon to have a permit review.
I think would.
But would be renewed at the new standards.
Correct.
Well, what I'm getting at...
I thought you were getting at is the pad size itself.
Yeah, no, I mean, right? All right, so we take this lower restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have a use lined up, but will you do all the, what we call infrastructure or the parking or everything associated with it to get continued coverage on your MPDS?
So what I would recommend is get your stormwater facilities, get your sanitary facilities, get your water, everything to the site, like you would for a home site, similar to what you would do for a home site. And then you would stabilize it with vegetation, all your parking, your building. And again, that'll be all reviewed and approved by the Conservation District as part of the permitting process. And then when you come in, assuming the permit is still active, which it'll always have to be until the site is completely developed, then if there's a potential, if things are different from what you originally got approved, you might have to go to the Conservation District and get a modification.
What, I guess my next question is, how many uses would you have to get lined up to actually initiate the project?
Three.
So at least a minimum of three of the pads before you would actually begin the project, all right? And I guess, you know, relative, you know, a lot of what I have will be, I'm the engineer, John mm-hmm. Fuller.
Right.
You know, a lot of the questions, I'll, you know, obviously a lot of engineering will be placed in the land development process, but when you're approaching this conditional use, are you looking at the maximum potential traffic, maximum potential sewage? You know, even though the pads may change, you know, I mean, do we have a total, like a target that you're trying to identify? I mean, you could always come in less, but I mean, you see my understanding?
I do, and we're going at the maximum. We're actually, like, as Mr. Stoy mentioned earlier, we're, for PennDOT and for potentially for sanitary, we're considering the property across the street, which is not part of this development at all. But so we're going to not only design for maximum build out of our site, but we're considering adjacent developments also that may come into play 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Okay. So we want them to be part of the conversation.
Well, isn't that what the traffic control needs to be designed for, the maximum? That's basically what I was getting at.
Yep.
I
mean,
John and I are asking the same question, I think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is my first time really looking at the project. Mm-hmm. I was aware of it, but was not asked to look at it previously. You know, these are high intense uses. I mean, the restaurants, the hotel. I mean, these are not low volume. These are not low volume uses.
No.
I mean, if you want them to be successful, you want them to be high volume, right? I mean, that's the whole goal, right?
Yeah.
So these are high volume uses. I mean, you know, the sanitary, I think, is a big, you know, big hurdle in this. And certainly the traffic, I think, is a big consideration. I, you know, traffic signals, that's a PennDOT question, you know.
We're working with a national company on the storm sewer.
Sanitary.
Right?
Yep.
Sanitary.
Yep.
I mean, it's still looking at subsurface discharge, right? Not like a packaging plant or anything like that.
Yeah, no point source, but there will be similar pre-treatment and whatnot that will then be a land-based application, whether it's a drip or spray, whatever they call it. So that's why there's 3 or 4 or 5 acres set aside for that. And there have been previous test pits done, so we have a very good level of comfort knowing that the soils are adequate for it. Now we need to actually put some real numbers together and you know, and then get the real design done and then start the process with DEP.
Well, your forested area is too steep for any kind of drip irrigation or any kind of...
Right.
You don't want drip irrigation in the forest anyway.
The forest, that
when the trees fall, they rip the system out of the ground.
Yeah. I have seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
But I also saw one where the tree went over and took out a good deal of area with it.
Spray irrigation.
Yeah.
Not the best in the wintertime.
No.
So they say spray, but it's actually more of a drip, I believe, is what they do.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Drip is more.
The actual drip systems they use.
Anything else, Mr. Fuller?
No, I mean, my only other question is, you know, you answered the question about how many businesses before you would actually pull the trigger. Would you pursue land development right away or wait until those three entities are on board?
No.
You're looking to roll right into land development.
Yeah. We want to get you busy.
It's not so much me. I'm busy enough, but I'm just for the interest of it. I'm trying to understand the timing of the project. Yeah. So you're looking after conditional use. How long after would you be into what I'll call the land development?
I've been told immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. I mean, and we're assuming 8 to 10 months at least for land development.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, like, how far out are you with your engineering to be prepared for land development?
We're the subconsultants of the traffic engineer, the sanitary. Those are what we're really doing. We have not started our full design yet.
A few months.
Yeah. So I mean, but Jim's mentioned to me as soon as this is approved, we're going into land development.
We spent a lot of time on the zoning aspects of this.
Understood. Yeah.
A lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Beat it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's why pinning down the businesses has not been easy.
Nancy, do you have anything to?
So sorry, I might have missed this. I believe you said that there is no longer a plan for a health facility on the site?
Yes, there was an interested party, but that was about 20 months ago. It took a while to go through the curative amendment process, so that ship has sailed. That doesn't mean to say that another circumstance couldn't arise, but the one that we had focused on, they couldn't wait.
That was a larger facility. Now you would have a smaller facility.
Okay. And did you say fast food restaurant with drive-through?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what is the total lot coverage at this point? Or total lot coverage or total impervious?
Percentage-wise?
If you have acres or square feet and percentage?
I have percentage of 30% maximum lot coverage.
All right. That's what you're proposing at this point.
Correct.
Okay.